Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again.
I'm actually really excited to talk to you about the topic we have today, which is fitness, because I am new to going to the gym and I'm kind of getting a bit obsessed with it, especially the classes. And I wanted to ask you, because I know you're big into like your Barry's and all your workouts and stuff. When did you first get really into it and why?
I was always naturally thin, and in my early 20s, I didn't have to do anything. I would just be thin. I then joined the gym. I joined various gyms. And as you do when you're very young, you join a gym and you never go. Or I would go and just hang out at the coffee shop. So no joy there. And then, you know, you end up going, and a year later, you're like, oh my God, I spent all this money, but I have nothing to show for it. So one day I just woke up, you know, I was working. I've had my two kids, and I looked in the mirror and I didn't like myself. My arms were flabby, had a belly. It wasn't a good thing. It wasn't a good look. So I decided to get a trainer, and I started training and doing light weights a couple of times a week. And then the good thing about having a trainer is that you have an appointment, and it's so much harder to cancel that appointment.
Yeah.
So getting a trainer got me first into booking that appointment, showing up, getting their work done. And that's how I started.
Must be great with the trainer, just having that person to be like, come on, let's go. And like, just having that thing. Because otherwise, like, where's the motivation? You know, how do you just get up out of the house and do it? I think that would be the best way.
Especially at the beginning, when I had no confidence and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where do I even start? So getting a trainer really helped me. And I did this for a few months. And then I started getting a bit more interested in classes. Mm-hmm. I love the energy of a class. So you go there and there's great music, people around you. So I moved on from working out with a trainer to just experimenting with various classes that I loved. And so now I mainly do classes.
Which are the classes that you love the most?
I am very much into light weights and resistance work. I love Barry's, as you know, and a lot of people know. I do double floor, though, because I hate the treadmill. So I like to do all weights throughout the class. I also do a really cool TRX class, which uses just your body weight. And I probably train 3 to 4 times a week.
Wow, it's quite a lot, really.
It's good. It's what I need to keep it up. Anything less than 3, I don't think you can really see results.
So that's kind of like 4 intense like hours a week, or do you stay at the gym for longer than an hour?
Oh, it's just that.
Just an hour.
Some of the classes are an hour. My TRX classes are 45 minutes. It has to be. You can't keep the intensity more than an hour.
No, yeah. Definitely not. I went to a class the other day that I thought was an hour long, and actually it was an hour and a half. And I realized it an hour in, and I was so relieved it was about to finish. And suddenly I realized It's not finishing.
Oh my God.
I know.
No, it's 1.5. It's a lot. But what do you do? You mentioned you just started working out.
Well, I just started going to loads of classes. So I'm really into like yoga and Pilates and also boxer size. That's fun because that's basically just like bashing loads of stuff.
All right. Okay.
I'm quite into that. The poor man who was holding up the pads and I was just like hammering into him, I think is probably quite shocked. It was like years of pent up aggression just coming out in one moment.
Okay.
Which is great. And also just, I mean, every single class is great. I just love all like the HIIT stuff. I'm trying to like experiment with everything. And I think that's the best way to go. I kind of felt like when I had my gym induction, I didn't know what I was doing. And I was worried that I would just start going to the gym and I wouldn't be doing it properly, so I would have no effect. So I think the classes were good. I thought I need to have a teacher who's saying to me like you're doing it wrong, or you're like your leg is in the wrong place or something. Otherwise, you could be going to the gym and you could either hurt yourself or it's literally just a waste of time.
Mm.
Imagine if you found out that all the time you were going to the gym, it was just not doing anything. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I know. And it's and you know, it's having someone there to, as you say, tell you what to do, but also motivate you.
Yeah.
And also the people around you. I don't know, I'm motivated when I see everyone around me.
Yeah.
Just getting on it. I don't want to be the worst person in the class, so I will make an effort. But also it's the music, it's the energy.
Yeah.
It's great. If I'm not in a class and I'll say, let's just go to the gym and I will be on the treadmill or do the Stairmaster, I never work as hard. It's kind of all relaxing. Let me check my Instagram. You know, what else is going on? Check my emails. It's never really as intensive. I need a class.
Yeah, yeah, I'm totally with you. I think actually I forgot to tell you my favorite is actually spin. Because when you just like, when you're in that line of bicycles and you've got like Beyonce playing so loudly, that's super fun. I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm with you about the treadmill. They always have TVs on them and I watch like Come Dine With Me and I'm like, this is just so boring.
It is boring. But you know what? Sometimes you have a day that you're just not feeling it.
Yeah.
And I feel even 20 minutes on that treadmill, just showing up and doing something and keeping up with some type of workout, it's good.
Yeah.
So if it's a day that I'm not feeling it, I'd much rather do 20 bad minutes on the treadmill than do nothing at all.
Totally. Very important. So when you started exercising, I know you said that, you know, you just sort of looked in the mirror and just thought, right, this must change. And which I think is a very common thing. My sister once said to me that I used to just eat and eat and eat. And I was like rake thin when I was a teenager. And she was like, one day you are going to wake up fat. And I was like, no, I won't. But a lot of friends have said that to me as well, that you do like one day just wake up and think, oh my God. And you suddenly have like this shining light moment, you know. But when you started to work out, was it also because you felt like you wanted to feel more motivated in your mood, as well as just to change the way you look? Was it to kind of change your motivation?
That came afterwards. I didn't know that I was going to feel that way. I started working out of vanity, just to feel better in my body. But then what I felt was after I worked out, my mind was more clear. I was more focused for the rest of the day. I felt happier. And so by working out more consistently, I started really enjoying the benefits that you get after working out and how you feel in general. Like last night, I didn't sleep that well. I had very interrupted sleep and I woke up this morning and I wasn't feeling it. I was a little bit grumpy, but I did go to the gym and I worked out for 45 minutes. I had the TRX class and I feel so much better now. And I know that if I didn't make the effort, I would feel much worse.
Yeah, so true.
Or what would I do? Just drink, you know, 10 coffees all day? I would still probably do that. But it was, okay, I'm not feeling it. I powered through and I felt so much better. It's what they say, you know, I see those in inspirational quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Quotes on Instagram. You never regret a workout.
Yeah, so true, isn't it?
You never said, oh, I shouldn't have done this workout. Like
yeah.
You do it and it always makes you feel better at the end.
It's true,
know?
Especially doing it in the morning, because then the rest of the day you've kind of got this smugness as well. Like, I've done it. I don't need to go and do it later because I finished that and it's done.
Mm.
That's a really, really good feeling. It's true, you would never regret it. It doesn't make you feel better.
When do you work out? Do you have a specific time of the day?
Well, because I'm freelance, I just look at the timetable every single morning when I wake up and I just book into like a class, like one, like once a day. Or if I'm busy, I don't, but I try and go just as much as I can. That's basically like every day I try. And sometimes I just don't, I don't get to. Like yesterday, I didn't get to go. So I kind of, but I'm annoyed now when I don't get to go. It's now such a part of my day. And it's just down the road from my house where I can just like nip down there, come back again. And I know that if I'm just having like a kind of, because sometimes when I work at home, it can get quite, I don't know, just a bit like stale. I can be a bit like drinking loads of coffee and just like sitting there like, ugh. So going to the gym, it's just like so.
You have some interaction with people.
Yeah. Just, also, it's just fun being there, the loud music and like just getting a sweat on and coming home, having a shower. And then suddenly my brain is just like a different brain. I love it. So I think a lot of the time, I mean, I know when I was working in a full-time job and I was in there from like 8:15 a.m. until like 6:30 p.m. and I'd be so tired at the end of the day. I always thought to myself, I do not have time to exercise. Now, I think a lot of people listening to this podcast will probably be thinking, oh, it's like really great for these guys. They can probably just like get a personal trainer or they work from home, so it's easy. But what would you say to someone who says they have just not got time to work out?
Yeah, I can't accept that. This is not an excuse. I mean, listen, in this day and age, there are classes that start at 6 a.m. And I don't make it to a 6 a.m. class, but I'm there at 7. But if I ever go to the 6 a.m. class, it is booked. So there are people out there who have jobs, who have families, who wake up at 5 in the morning and they are taking a class at 6 a.m. So for me, there is no excuse. Just wake up a little bit earlier and go and get it done.
Yeah.
There's so many classes. There are so many gyms out there that are open super early, or there are gyms that are open 24 hours. I can only work out in the morning, only ever. And the way I do it is I would book all my classes over the weekend.
Okay.
I go and book the times and the dates, which are usually the same. I don't change. Once I get into a schedule, I follow the same schedule for years. I know which classes I go to, specific instructors, times. So it just rebooking what I know works for me. So I would book the classes once a week. And I just do them first thing in the morning. And you know, sometimes when I have a day off, let's say it's a day that I don't have to go to the office, and I'll say, you know, I'll, instead of taking the 7 a.m. class, I'll take the 9 a.m. Sometimes I wouldn't go because it's past the point of me thinking, oh, you know, I'm just going to put my workout gear, be there, and then things will happen. And by 9 a.m., I start thinking about the day, what's coming up. Coming up with excuses. So even with someone like me, who I'm very structured when it comes to working out, if it's past a certain time, I'm just not going to do it. Like, I have no willpower past 9 a.m. to work out.
Well, the day started then, hasn't it? There's always going to be like, there's emails coming in, there's people calling you up, there's meetings to go to, and you're just going to be like, right, I haven't got time.
Yeah.
You're right. It has to be before work. Otherwise, otherwise there's just no way.
Yeah.
Or in your lunch break. What do you think about that?
You know, I used to work out during lunch back in the day when I was working in investment banking, and I was actually fortunate enough, the company had a gym and I would go and work out. And that's probably the only way that I could work out, if the gym was in the building.
Yeah.
But now it's just too much. I have my workout in the morning, I have my shower, get dressed, get my makeup done, my hair, and ready to go. And I don't have to deal with showering or fixing my hair and makeup in the middle of the day. It just works.
Yeah.
The logistics work better when you do it in the morning.
Totally. And that's the kind of thing that puts me off swimming, because I love swimming so much, but getting your hair wet, getting in the pool, having to use the disgusting changing rooms, all that stuff is just like so annoying. I wish you could just like teleport into a pool and then swim and then go out again. I don't know. That's like that's the annoying thing for me. I mean, because there's loads of different ways you can do fitness. We were having a look at that article on Harper's Bazaar, which was about loads of kind of celebrity fitness regimes. And interesting to see what everyone does, because I don't know, like, I mean, something in my mind kind of makes me think that celebrities don't even have to try because they're kind of superhuman, so they don't even have to exercise. But, you know, reading about their regimes, it's crazy. And you can imagine what kind of unpredictable schedules they have as well.
Yeah.
Which is really inspirational because, as you say, like, you've got your diary, you know you have to be at work a certain time, you can book it before work. But if they're like flying around the world always on planes and, you know, going to different cities and eating kind of unpredictable meals and that kind of stuff, it must be kind of even harder. So I've got a few written down here, a few notes from this article.
Yeah.
Interesting though to find out because it's quite inspirational. So some of them I'm like, yeah, that's valid. And some of them I don't quite believe they're telling the complete truth. For instance, Miranda Kerr says she does Pilates and yoga twice a week.
No. I mean, come on. Come on. You know, I have a question. So. Right? Can I ask you something? Why do celebrities lie about their workouts? Why are they not honest saying, I am at the gym 3 hours a day and I'm killing myself. You know, I have a trainer. I do all sorts of weights and cardio and all that. And then...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Why are they lying? There is no way you can get that body by doing Pilates twice a week.
I know.
No way.
I don't know why they would lie. I suppose it's a little bit like, oh, if someone says, oh, that's a nice coat, and you're like, oh, it's really old. You kind of try and shrug off the compliment by kind of being like, oh, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that kind of thing. Or it's just, I guess, it makes you just look effortless. It makes it look, because as we know, there's a lot of work goes into that. I mean, for instance, like Gigi Hadid says that she boxes all the time. I can see that.
Mm. Yeah, I can see her boxing. Yeah.
Bella Hadid also boxing. She says because she thinks yoga is kind of boring. She wants to have like a really hard workout. So that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Kate Bosworth just running. But then the one, and also J-Lo, cardio and weight training, you can see that. But then in the article when they asked Beyonce, I feel like she's the only one that kind of really like goes, she just tells you the absolute truth.
Okay. I'm gonna like
read,
to hear.
I'm going to read what Beyonce says. She says, I can't eat what I want and I can't not go to the gym. And then she says, I'll put on a song that I really like and do bicep curls with 5 pound weights for a whole song and just try to burn out. The truth is, it's a lot of sacrifice. It's more about your mental strength than physical strength. You have to push yourself. It doesn't matter what trainer you have and it doesn't matter what program you're on. You have to be healthy and make the right choices. So she she's obviously just working out all the time. But I think she's quite happy to talk about it and she's not kind of trying to hide anything. And also, when she performs on stage, she's pretty much doing like 2.5 to 3 hours of intense cardio in front of an audience. I mean, imagine how fit you have to be to do that. It's crazy.
So fit, yeah. I do appreciate that she's honest. She has a great body. She's a great inspiration because she's real. And I do appreciate that. I mean, I know there's models out there and there's one specifically that I have in mind. And she's super thin, great body. She's not that young either. And she says, oh, I keep my body like this by walking the dog. I mean, give me a break. Walking the dog? No. Come on. Like, it takes a lot more.
You'd have to walk the dog for like 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles. And then have, you know, arm weights and ankle weights with it.
A ball and chain that you're dragging
crazy.
Around.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Around London. I just appreciate people like Beyoncé that are very honest and they tell the truth about what it takes to keep fit. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And also her admitting that she can't just eat anything and she has to go to the gym. Yeah. Some people can't just eat anything. Some people can eat like pizza every day and still be really thin. I mean, it's just kind of up to your body, isn't it? One thing also I wanted to ask you about was what kind of thing do you wear to the gym? Is there anything that you, are there any like certain brands or certain outfits that you always really like or things that you really don't like wearing? Because I feel like sometimes going to the gym, that's a bit like, sometimes I feel a bit like, am I wearing the right thing?
If I feel good with what I wear, I work out better. I work out harder. So it's very important that I wear a well-cut pair of leggings. It has to be the right shape. You know, if it lifts my bum, I love that. Makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Covers my tummy a bit. So it gives me a bit of a Spanx effect. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the lighting, if I go to Barry's that the lighting is super low, I would wear a sports bra just because it's okay. Like, you know, your any body flaws that you have, they cannot be seen. If I go to a class that has a little bit more light or if it's a smaller class, I would wear a full top because I don't want to expose my tummy. So depending on the lighting, I would pick a different top. But I always like to feel good when I go because I know I'm going to work out harder. You know, I put a little bit of concealer, a bit of mascara, make sure my hair is tied back in a neat bun. I just need to feel good and I'm not doing it for anyone else. Yeah. And just showing up and feeling great about myself, even at the gym. And I know I'm going to work harder.
It's so weird that, isn't it? Because a lot of people have a problem with women wearing makeup at the gym. I feel like it's kind of like women having a go at women for doing that. But I'm totally with you. When I first started going to the gym, I would just go there with greasy hair and like a t-shirt tucked into some leggings and like some trainers. And I used to look in the mirror as you're working out. And I was just like, what is the point? I look terrible. And then sometimes I would just like run from like a meeting to the gym quickly, like put my stuff on. I was wearing like a kind of like a nicer crop top and some leggings. And I already had like a bit of makeup on. My hair was a bit nicer. And it made me want to work out more, which I was quite surprised about. I wasn't like making myself up to go to the gym or anything. But now I kind of would be more inclined to do that because it did like change my attitude. It felt like it was more possible to look better.
Yeah, no, 100%. If you feel better, you work out better.
Exactly. So there's one thing that I totally dread when I'm in the gym, and that is anything to do with like crunches or press ups, because basically I am so bad at them and I find it so embarrassing. And I just can't wait for the day when I am not the worst in the class when it comes to those things. But is there anything that you find in the gym or when working out that you just like, it just makes you go like, no, I don't want to?
Yes, it's burpees. Hate them with a passion. And when the instructor says, oh, no, we're going to do 15 burpees, you have, I don't know, 40 seconds or a minute, I would cheat. I would do half. And I would do them super slow or do half a burpee, but I just absolutely hate them.
Why do you hate them?
I don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot that goes on. Like it feels like it's a combination of a jump and a push-up together.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's just do them separately. Why do I have to do them together? So yeah, I do what I can. When that moment comes, I just leave the class and go and get some water, or I don't know, pretend I need to go to the toilet. I do them at the end, but honestly, when the moment comes, I'm like, burpees again.
Hate. Also, what a terrible name, burpees.
Yeah.
It's not very cool. The whole thing is so uncool. Also, when you're doing it on the floor and you're like kind of jumping, doing a press up, it just doesn't look great either.
It doesn't look great.
Everything about it is not chic.
Like you're all over the floor, you know, get dirty. Say no to burpees. You know, all instructors that you're listening to this, just stop asking your classes, your people to do burpees. Yeah,
I agree. And is there any other type of workout that you've tried, like ballet or yoga or swimming or anything like that? Or has it always been the gym for you?
I love going to the gym and feeling that I've had a good workout. I've tried yoga just because I read a lot of people go and, oh, I have this great body and I do yoga. I find yoga for me is the extra. So if, let's say, I'm feeling very tight, like my muscles are very tight from weightlifting, then I would book a yoga class and go and stretch a little bit. And that helps me be more effective next time I go to my next class. But yoga could not be my main thing because you don't sweat enough.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to do when there's a lot going on in my life or I feel that I'm overwhelmed with work, family and everything. And I would go do a yoga class. It clears my mind and it makes me more zen. So, yeah, yoga is my extra.
Yeah.
It can never be my main thing.
I think that's a good way to look at it. Yeah. It's weird when you leave and you haven't broken out in a sweat. I feel like it's kind of like a waste. Even though it's doing good stuff to you, feel like you haven't really, like, earned that thing.
Well, when I only have 4 hours a week to work out, I want to do things that make a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure. So, for anyone listening out there, Maria, what are your top three tips for someone who maybe hasn't quite started, but who's thinking about starting, getting into fitness, especially if they have a busy working life like yourself?
As we all do. My first tip is find a gym or studio that is walking distance from your home. You don't want to complicate things with an extra commuting to take you there. And there's a lot of good places right now. So stick to something local. Go to your gym or studio super early. My ideal time is 7 a.m., which is, it's not too early, but at the same time, I can get my workout done, have my shower, get dressed, and be at work at 9. So 7 a.m. for me is the ideal time, and I would very highly recommend it. My third tip is keep it consistent. Show up, even if you don't feel like it. And once it becomes a routine, that's it. That's all you need.
Excellent. So join us after the break to find out what our obsessions of the week are. And welcome back, Maria. Tell me all about your obsession this week.
Right. So since we're talking about fitness, I want to share with everyone what is my number one fitness song. And that's the 7-Eleven by Beyoncé. It's such a powerful song. I love the beat and it just makes me work the hardest possible.
Excellent. That's such a good one. I am going to pick some workout music too, but I don't know what, I listen to kind of guitar music in my normal day-to-day life and I like bands and I like kind of older music. But when I'm working out, I've got this playlist that's like a Magic FM playlist. And anyone who's not from the UK might not know what Magic FM is, but it's basically like the cheesiest radio station you can get. And so it's like, I put on songs like Spice Girls songs, like Britney, Beyonce, just kind of cheesy pop. And I love it. And it's the only time that I listen to like pure cheese when I'm working out. And I love it so much. Gabrielle, 90s, oh, wow. 90s, really fun stuff. And it's just great. I love it. Miley Cyrus. Oh my God, everything. Just the more cheesier, the better.
Amazing. Love it. Listen, whatever works for you, right?
Exactly. Powerful, cheesy women, it turns out. So thank you, Maria. That was great. And of course, if anyone listening has got any questions or anything, just get in touch. And good luck with your fitness regime.
Thank you. You too. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.